听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Thank you for taking time out of your day to join us and study with us. Well, in my short time in Asia, I have seen the popularity of bicycle riding just explode. And from what I understand, it's not just happening here in Asia, it's happening around the world. Maybe you're one of the thousands and thousands of people who have taken up this great form of exercise. Now, one reason people love to ride their bike is because it's eco-friendly. Eco-friendly is our first key word of this lesson. Its example sentence reads, "Many people build eco-friendly homes to help the environment." That's it, just one sentence. Now let's turn to our magazines and learn more about the amazing popularity of the bicycle. Please open your magazines to page 34 and join us as we begin reading.
Take a bike. A bike can take you around your neighborhood or around the world. The popularity of bicycling continues to rise, and it is no surprise. It's fun, healthy, and eco-friendly. Maybe that's why there are 1.4 billion bicycles and only 400 million cars on roads worldwide today. Bikes can take you almost anywhere, and there is no fuel cost. Hop on a bicycle and ride around your neighborhood. You may discover something new in your community. Stopping and getting off a bike is easier than stopping and getting out of your car.
Hi friends, I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Chip.
And I'm Rachel, and we're so glad you joined us as we're going to be talking about bicycling today, or taking a bike. I know a lot of you love riding your bike, and biking is becoming very, very popular all over the world. But I can't help but wonder about our title here. Chelsea, it says we should take a bike. Don't we usually say ride a bike?
We do usually say ride a bike, and in this case, we can also assume that we're talking about riding a bike. Our title kind of has a couple of different meanings, the first being take a bike. Our article will talk about some instances where you can actually physically pick up a bike and take it with you, but we're also talking about riding a bike. Sometimes we say things like, I'm going to take the train or take the car, when really we mean I'm going to ride the train or ride in the car.
And our deck says a bike can take you. So if you're riding a bike, then a bike can take you around your neighborhood or around the world. And we're going to learn a little bit more about that as we read through this article.
Definitely. And I know there are people who take their bike and they ride across entire countries or continents. Some people have even attempted to ride as far around the world as they possibly can. So we know that the popularity of bicycling will continue to rise. It's become more and more popular, and that's no surprise, is it? And what are some reasons, Chelsea, that it's becoming so popular?
Well, it's fun, healthy, and our article tells us it's eco-friendly. And that is our first vocabulary word for the day, eco-friendly. And that refers to something that is friendly to the environment. Eco is the prefix short for ecology. And when we talk about ecology, we talk about kind of the system of the environment. And we hear a lot about keeping our environment healthy and clean these days, and we want to make sure we take care of it. And bicycles are eco-friendly and do that.
Absolutely. Bicycles are much more eco-friendly than automobiles, than cars, because cars are just not very eco-friendly because they use or they consume a lot of gasoline, and they pollute the air with a lot of the gases that they put into the air.
So that's probably why many more people are riding their bikes to work. We have a fact here in our lesson that tells us that there are about 1.4 billion bicycles and only 400 million cars on roads worldwide today. That's kind of surprising. There are many, many more bicycles than cars on the roads.
That is surprising. I do see people riding their bikes a lot, but it seems like I see a lot of cars too. I'm glad to know, though, that there are so many people out there who like to ride their bikes. And our article says that bikes can take you almost anywhere, and this might be my favorite part, and there is no fuel costs. That means you don't have to put money into the gas, and it's just an enjoyable ride when you're riding a bike.
That's definitely my favorite part of riding a bike. We've got some more information for you on the health benefits of cycling.
Health benefits of cycling. Cycling is good for your heart, as it reduces the risks of heart disease, high blood pressure, obesity, and the most common form of diabetes. Also, a 15-minute bike ride to and from work 3 times a week burns off the equivalent of 5 kilograms of fat per year. Exercise like cycling has been shown to lower levels of depression and stress, improve mood, and raise self-esteem.
So, you can hop on a bicycle and ride around your neighborhood. I know this is something many people enjoy doing. And what's something else you could do if you're riding around your neighborhood?
Well, you might even discover some new things in your community. Sometimes you just need to get outside and go exploring on your bicycle.
That's very true. Often, when I'm riding my bike, I notice things in my neighborhood that are new to me that I don't usually notice when I'm not riding a bike. And our article also points out one other benefit. Chelsea, what is that?
It sure does, Chip. It says stopping and getting off a bike is easier than stopping and getting out of your car. You don't have to park. You can just find a place to set your bike. Well, we're going to go to the chat room and then take a break, but we'll be back, so stay with us.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another day of Chat Room. My name is Ken.
And my name is Beth. Thanks for joining us. Today's article is all about bikes. We're learning why riding a bicycle can often be a lot easier than driving a car.
Right. Our text says that stopping and getting off of a bike is easier than stopping and getting out of your car. Here we see get off and get out of. Get off a bike and get out of a car. Beth, do different vehicles use different phrasal verbs to talk about these actions?
Well, for most vehicles, we use get off. Get off the train, get off the bus, get off the scooter, get off the plane, get off the ship. But if you're talking about a smaller version of a ship, a boat, you should use get out of, just like we do when talking about cars.
Okay. 上下不同的交通工具会用到不同的动词片语。小型的交通工具像汽车、小船要用 get in, get out, get in the car, get out of the boat。大型的交通工具像飞机、轮船、火车、公车要用 get on, get off。比如说 ,where should we get off the bus? 那另外摩托车跟脚踏车呢因为是用骑的所以也要用 get on, get off. 比如说 ,he got on his bike and rode off. Are there any other words we can use to describe these actions?
Yes, if you frequently use mass transportation, you've probably heard the word alight. Alight means to come down from something, as in getting down off of a vehicle. You may have heard a train or bus announcement mention this word. For example, passengers heading to Chicago should alight at the next station.
Alight 就是下来，可以指从车辆或任何的大众运输工具下来。你可以 alight the bus, alight the train.
Another word that means to get off is disembark. We often hear this word when talking about ships. Disembark means to go ashore. If you've taken a cruise, you've probably heard this word. For example, the cruise ship passengers will disembark at the harbor.Disembark can also be used when talking about leaving a train or an aircraft. For example, on our way back from Europe, we were forced to disembark at Boston due to bad weather in Chicago.
So disembark means to get off. What about when talking about getting on a plane or train? Can we use the word embark?
You can, but remember, you can't use the words embark, disembark, or alight.With cars, bikes, or small boats. For cars, use get in, get out of, and for bikes and boats, use get on, get off.
Disembark 是指登陆上岸，也可以指下车下飞机。若是把前面的 dis 去掉 ，embark 变成了上船或上飞机。但是要注意，小型的交通工具像是汽车就不能够用这个字。
It's time to take a quick break, but stay with us, friends. Studio Classroom will be right back.
Hi, friends. Welcome back from the break. Well, we're reminded that there are many advantages to riding a bike. It's fun and it's healthy. And with a bike, there's no need to spend money on gas, which, when burned, pollutes the environment. And when you ride a bike, it's easy to find a parking place, right? It's common to see students riding bikes to and from school. You know, now it's becoming more and more common to see business people biking to and from the office. There are three words we should look at before we go any further in this lesson. The first is consistent, as in consistent practice is sure to improve your English. The second is the noun commuter. Our example sentence reads, Every morning commuters take buses and trains to work. And lastly, the familiar word suitcase, as in, pack your suitcase quickly so we don't miss our flight. Okay, let's return to our lesson, Take a Bike. This section begins on line 11. Please follow along in your magazines.
Take a bike. In many communities, you can bike to work and benefit from consistent exercise without polluting the environment. You don't even have to ride all the way. Folding bikes work well for commuters who ride the train. Just fold the bike and take it with you. You can do the same on an airplane. A folding bike can be packed in a suitcase.You can also take a regular bike with you when you fly. But be sure to check out the requirements by logging on to airline websites. Some airlines are more bicycle-friendly for travelers than others.
Welcome back. We're talking about all the benefits of taking a bike. And we looked at some health benefits and also just the benefit of saving money. We see here in our text that another benefit is that you can bike to work and you can get consistent exercise without polluting the environment. Let's just stop on that sentence for a minute because we should look at that word consistent. Chip, what does it mean if something is consistent?
Well, if something is consistent, that means that there's a pattern, a regular pattern, or it's steady. So, for example, this is consistent exercise if you ride your bike to work. That would mean usually there's a pattern of going to work every day, so your exercise would be also consistent every day.
And while you're getting consistent exercise, you're doing a favor for the environment as well. But you don't even have to ride all the way to work or wherever it is you might be going.
Because there are folding bikes. And our text tells us that folding bikes work well for commuters who ride the train. Now, when we're talking about a commuter, Rachel, what are we talking about?
Well, a commuter is somebody who travels from home to work. Often it's a person who lives outside the city and travels into the city, but it's basically just anyone who travels to work. So if you're a commuter and maybe you have the choice between a car or the subway or the train or your bike, you could do a combination of a few things, right, Chip?
That's right. And if you have a folding bike, you can just fold the bike and take it with you, our article says. And so these folding bikes are very convenient bikes.
They sure are, and they're becoming quite popular, too. I see people carrying them all over the place because they're lightweight and they're fun, and you can take it anywhere.
Yeah.
You can take them anywhere, including even an airplane, as our text tells us. It says a folding bike can be packed in a suitcase. And a suitcase is kind of that square or rectangular shaped bag that you pack your clothes and your belongings in, and you use it when you go to travel somewhere. So these bikes fold up in such a way that a lot of times you can even fit them into your suitcase.
That's pretty amazing because I brought my big bike over from America and it was such a big hassle to put that in a box and I paid all this money and now to think I just could have brought a bike in a suitcase. I love that. It makes it very, very convenient.
Okay. So you can take a regular bike with you when you fly with an airline, but if you do, you will want to be sure to look for the requirements by going to the airline's website and looking at the requirements. They might require you to put your bike in a box, it sounds like, a special bicycle box.
And some of the airlines will require you to pay a lot of extra money. So again, these folding bikes are very convenient. We see here that some airlines are more bicycle-friendly for travelers than others. Let's stop for a minute on that sentence and go to Liz with some grammar on the go.
Hello there, friends. My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. Our article today is about bicycling. And so I'm here in the bicycling capital of Europe, Amsterdam. It's incredible to see how bicycling is so popular here. Well, before I go riding off on my bike to explore Amsterdam, let's take a look at today's grammar tip sentence. Some airlines are more bicycle friendly for travelers than others. Today's grammar tip is on a simple but very useful sentence pattern. Notice the pattern in today's sentence. More than others. It's not a very complicated pattern. Subject plus are more plus the description plus than others. It's not hard when you're just doing a simple comparison. For example, some games are more difficult than others, or some toys are more expensive than others. But don't be afraid to expand the description. More doesn't have to be followed by one simple adjective. Try adding other words and phrases to the description. For example, some games are more difficult to play indoor than others. Or, some toys at the night market are more expensive than others. Well, friends, if you'd like to see some more example sentences, you'll find them in today's grammar tip in your Studio Classroom magazine. That's it for now. Time for me to do some biking around. I'll see you next time. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off in Amsterdam. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Liz. Well, when we're talking about some airlines being more bicycle-friendly than others, we're talking about the fact that some airlines might be willing to let you take your bicycle. Some of them might not. Some of them might be more expensive. Some of them might be less expensive. So the ones that are willing to work with you more are maybe a little more bicycle-friendly than others.
Okay, and there are other different ways that we can talk about an airline being bicycle-friendly or maybe child-friendly or pet-friendly if you like to travel with your pets, something like that.
And what else have we learned today? We've learned that bicycles are eco-friendly. So this is a great way to use this phrase, to use the word friendly. I hope we've given you some good examples, and I hope we've encouraged you to get on your bike and go for a ride today. Let's enjoy a special feature now about bicycling.
Hi, everybody. Here we are at Riverside Park. It's one of my favorite places to ride a bicycle. And the weather's pretty nice today. Are you ready to roll? Let's go! Oh, wait. Before you ride your bicycle, you should check and make sure that everything's working properly. One thing you can check are the tires. Make sure they have enough air. Also, be sure your brakes are working. You really need good brakes when you ride a bicycle. If you're not sure that everything on your bicycle is working the way it should, take it to the bicycle shop and they can help you. That's a great way to find out if your bicycle is safe or not. Speaking of safe, always wear a helmet. I hope you never have an accident, but if you do, you're going to need a helmet to protect your head. Please wear a helmet and drive safely, or should I say ride safely. Have fun. I'll be back next time with a couple more tips. See you then. Bye.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。 这篇文章第一个重点我们看 eco-friendly 这个形容词。 eco 本来是指生态的， friendly 在这里是指有益于某个对象的，所以 eco-friendly 是指环保的或者是对自然环境无害的。例如 These compact cars which use natural gas are more eco-friendly than cars that use gasoline。 使用天然瓦斯的这些小型汽车比使用汽油的汽车还要环保。或者是These eco-friendly packing materials are becoming more and more popular. 这些环保的包装材料变得越来越受到欢迎。继续我们看的是 consistent 这个形容词。consistent 是指始终如一的或者是前后一致的。例如 ,there has been consistent growth in the sales of this product. 这个产品的销售一直都有稳定的增长。或者是 Sherry is talented, but her performance is not consistent.Sherry 很有才华，但是她的表现不是很稳定。最后我们看的是 commuter 这个名词，它的动词是 commute, C-O-M-M-U-T-E, 是指通勤去工作或上学，所以 commuter 就是指通勤者。例如 ,the train was packed with commuters during rush hour, 交通巅峰的时段，火车上挤满了通勤上班上学的人。或者是 commuters complained about the delay of the subway this morning. 通勤的人抱怨今天早上地铁脱班了。And I guess that's all the time we have for today. Keep up the good work and I'll see you tomorrow.
Take a bike. A bike can take you around your neighborhood or around the world.The popularity of bicycling continues to rise, and it is no surprise. It's fun, healthy, and eco-friendly. Maybe that's why there are 1.4 billion bicycles and only 400 million cars on roads worldwide today. Bikes can take you almost anywhere, and there is no fuel cost. Hop on a bicycle and ride around your neighborhood. You may discover something new in your community.Stopping and getting off a bike is easier than stopping and getting out of your car. In many communities, you can bike to work and benefit from consistent exercise without polluting the environment. You don't even have to ride all the way. Folding bikes work well for commuters who ride the train. Just fold the bike and take it with you. You can do the same on an airplane.A folding bike can be packed in a suitcase. You can also take a regular bike with you when you fly. But be sure to check out the requirements by logging on to airline websites. Some airlines are more bicycle friendly for travelers than others.
Yes, biking is a great way to see a new neighborhood, an unfamiliar city, and even a foreign country. Think about that the next time you travel somewhere new. Friends, please check out our key points activity there on the right side of page 35. We've left some blank spaces for you to fill in. Take a moment and complete the sentences, and then check your answers on page 77. Let's continue with our lesson, Take a Bike, tomorrow. Right now, it's time to say goodbye. So, everyone, I hope all of you have a fun, healthy, and eco-friendly day. Bye-bye, friends.